8:09 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. We are coming out of an incredible weekend on so many fronts, on the weather front, on activities going on with Du Bois Community Days, and there's all kinds of things happening here as we head into the month of June, the thick of things. And we, with an update on everything, Jody August of the Du Bois Chamber of Commerce has joined us this morning. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Dan. I do like how you said June and we're in the thick of things.
Right.
Because you said it very well, by the way. I'm afraid that I would have gotten a tongue twister there. But yeah, we are in the thick of things, and summer is, it's not quite the first day of summer
yet.
No,
summer still has not arrived officially.
No, but what a blessing we've had with this weather lately.
Yeah.
And for the parade this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say a blessing with the weather, as we have had a few storms.
Yes.
And damaging storms. So I do feel bad for those that are dealing with downed trees and branches. And, you know, I mean, it is a lot of work. But on the flip side of having some of the storms, we have had a lot of sunshine.
Yes.
And it was the perfect weekend and perfect weather for the Firemen's Parade and Community Days.
And it was. And very unusual to have Community Days go off without the major weather things, especially for the parade.
That's right. That's right. And I was in the parade this year, so I was happy about that. I always support the parade. I always do a sponsorship from the chamber, and I help at the judges' booth. But I typically don't walk in the parade or have a float. But this year we did, because the America 250 PA Clearfield County lent me their anniversary cake.
Right.
And on the back of my brother's truck, we had this huge red, white, and blue cake, 43 inches by 43 inches. I can say that because it doesn't fit in a regular doorway. But we had 4,000 flags to pass out.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was fun with my group. I had some nice volunteers. But, you know, again, I can't say enough great things about the committee and all the people that it took to host this event, because I do events.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the average person doesn't realize the amount of energy and volunteers that it takes.
It's a huge need, and volunteers are definitely necessary. But, yeah, it seemed to be an incredible weekend. I was out of town, unfortunately, but checked in from afar to see how things were going, and it looks like everything was fabulous.
It was. It was a very great day. So, again, thank you to the volunteer firemen. Thank you to the PA 250 Clearfield County, and to Visit Clearfield County Tourism, because they store the cake, and they provided me with all the flags, and they even provided me with some T-shirts to toss out, which I have decided tossing isn't my thing. I'm in my 50s now, so
you have to ice down your arm.
I have to ice down my arm.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Well, after a weekend like that, it's, you kind of have to regroup and say, okay, what's next? Is there anything coming up this week or in the weeks ahead here?
So in the weeks ahead, yes, but it's mostly meetings in preparation for a lot of things. I do want to give a shout out to, oh my gosh, Gourmet Kitchen at the Du Bois Mall is celebrating their 40-year business anniversary.
That's incredible.
It is incredible, and it's such a cool store. So please go visit our friends at the Gourmet Kitchen at the Du Bois Mall. For them to run their small business for 40 years, that is no feat. So please continue to support small businesses in our community. Our training room at the Chamber is available for rent if you're having a special meeting or you're trying to prepare for something. This week, Kara, my intern, we're celebrating her birthday.
Oh,
and
great.
Alex is doing an amazing job with us too. He's my pre-law intern, and he is helping me with a lot of the nonprofit boards that I sit on. So even though we don't have a ton of events coming up this month, we are still working very hard behind the scenes at a variety of other things.
That's the key, behind the scenes. Well,
that's right.
I told you Jody would have a complete update for us this morning, and Jody, you came through.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Thanks a lot.
And that quickly turned into an argument about whose legs had been there first.